So, Minister, beyond just giving out, you know, vouchers and subsidies, what is the government doing at a more fundamental level to address the rising cost of living?
Right. That's a really good question. And, you know, the inflation really began post-COVID with logistics crunches and then, of course, the Russia-Ukraine war. And you can see that in the past few years, we've done quite a bit to tighten up monetary policy, really to address the cost at which the goods are coming in. And the rate of inflation has come down. This is not to say that, you know, it's gone completely, but it is come down. It's more manageable than it was before. So that's one part of the strategy. But the other and more important part of the strategy is to make sure that Singaporeans have good jobs and good incomes, because if your income growth outpaces the inflation and then the cost growth, then obviously you'll be able to manage better, which is why a very large portion of the budget is directed at the economy, as well as equipping and upskilling Singaporeans.
I think a number of Singaporeans feel that their wages is just not matching up with the cost of living, inflation and all of that.
Right. Well, I mean, if you look at the latest figures that are out, I mean, wages have grown. There has been income growth. What we really have to do is to try and make sure that Singaporeans have good jobs and good value-add jobs. So at one end of the scale, right, we've got the progressive wage model. I mean, you can't just say to an employer, please raise your wages just like that. You've got to make sure that there's some additional value add. So that's what the progressive wage model is intended to do for those at the lower income scale. Then in the middle portion, right, you want to grow opportunities. You also want to be able to upskill so that when they upskill, they have value add. Not sure if anyone noticed, but last year we had the working committee on accountants. And we looked at the accountants' starting salaries, you know, the graduates when they came out. And we felt that it was important to increase their starting salaries. But again, you couldn't go to the accounting firms and just say, increase. Because they'll say, why? And then they'll have to pass this on to their clients who will also say, why? So we worked with the IHLs such that when they were in the IHLs, they did internships. We worked on what kind of internships, what goes into the curriculum, and they can have credits for certain subjects that they've done, so that by the time they come out ready to start, they've got more knowledge, more skills under their belt, which justifies the increase in the salary.